Delighted to say, Grace returns to the Big Breakfast Blow on Waterford's WLR, courtesy of Coffee House Lane. What, pray tell, could Grace with the buzz be talking
what
about today?
What has Grace been up to this
Good
week?
Good morning.
Welcome, Grace.
Thank you. So, there has been something missing from my life for the last while, since December, basically, and I couldn't quite put my finger on what was missing from my life.
The Christmas tree.
Not so much. Okay. But I put my finger on it. Mm-hmm. It's Fat Friends.
Fat Friends.
Hear me out. Fat Friends, the show on Netflix, okay? No, I'm not missing Fat Friends. I have no Fat Friends. Edit all of this out.
We all go on diets.
And that's how Grace lost all her friends in one sentence. No, it's Fat Friends on Netflix, okay? So Fat Friends on Netflix has filled the Gavin and Stacey shaped hole in my... I know, Gavin and Stacey. Tidy.
The big
lush.
Good look goodbye.
Oh, stop. But anyway, right. So Fat Friends is filling the Gavin and Stacey shaped hole nicely. And I'll tell you for why. A little bit of Uncle Bryn banter there for those of you who know Gavin and Stacey. So Fat Friends is basically about a group of friends who are all members of a weekly slimming club. It's set in Leeds. Now, when I say it's about their weight loss journey, their weight loss struggles, and, you know, just all around their weight loss and everything, it is. But it's so, so much more than that. It's about their friendships. It's about their love lives, their relationships, stresses. It also features things like DV, infidelity, infertility.
Oh, okay, there's a bit of meat in there.
All life is there.
All, and that's why I think Kay Mellor, that's the writer, the creator, and you know who she, her mother, or not Kay Mellor, her daughter is Gaynor Faye.
Remember Gaynor?
Yeah, I'm telling you now, that's who she is now. But Gaynor Faye is also in it. But it's basically, like, Kay Mellor has touched on something that everyone will find something that they can relate to. Obviously, people who are struggling with their weight and they're on their weight loss journeys, people who are involved in relationships, stresses of daily life, even just around comfort eating and things like that. So, but it's done in a really insightful way. Like, I'm watching some of the episodes and I'm laughing my head off because I can relate to some of the episodes so well. And then other times I'm absolutely bawling my eyes out because the episodes are heart-wrenching, they're gut-wrenching. So, like, they're really emotional and it's just written so well. Now, one thing I will say, for anyone who is, like, it is centred around a slimming club every week, okay? So for anyone thinking of joining a slimming club, I just want to say, if you've watched Fat Friends and you're put off joining the slimming club, it is, the slimming club in Fat Friends is the complete polar opposite to any slimming club I have ever been a member of. I am currently a member of a slimming club. I know you two can have a body like me. Why are you laughing? But yeah, no, I'm a member of a slimming club and it is honestly my favourite outing of the week because the friends I've made, the minute I walk through the door, the empathy, the support, the praise, the encouragement. Just,
that's a big accolade.
Like, everyone needs positive reinforcement in their lives and I just think people will be more successful if you are reinforcing them positively.
Yep.
The slimming club featured in Fat Friends, like, you know, the leader, like, they're not co-leaders, they're consultants, but she calls herself the leader. She's a taskmaster. She's so strict. She shames them all every week.
Drill sergeant.
She is, really. And you know what, you just want to
exactly
hate her.
Exactly the reason I couldn't stand Operation Transformation, but anyway.
Do you know what? Yes, and for those reasons, it's like, you know, but like I said, if you are watching Fat Friends and you don't want to join a slimming club because that's what you think is going to meet you when you walk in the door, you're going to be so surprised. So that's what I would say. So for anyone watching it, just
how many seasons?
Loads. There's
four. This.
Yeah, like, this went on from 2000 to 2005. So there's
so
at
we
least
can binge the life.
Absolutely
of this.
Binge, and the episodes are so quick and they're so punchy. Like, like, I'm halfway through season four already. Like, and this is just something I'm watching on my phone when I'm cooking dinner
that's
or on my treadmill. Like,
it's not something that you're just watching while you're on your phone or on your treadmill. There's something else you're doing while you're on that treadmill, Grace.
Okay, well.
Now, just before we leave that, where and when is it on?
Netflix. All the time.
Okay.
Netflix 24/7. Yeah. So while we're on that vein of fitness and, you know, you two can have a body like me. So I'm an influencer's dream. I found out about something on Tuesday morning and by Tuesday night I had it because I simply had to have it.
You can be very influenced.
This is why we're friends. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I was told about something called a weighted vest. What's a weighted vest, I hear you say? And I'll tell you what a weighted vest is now. Okay, it's actually self-explanatory. It's a vest that has weights in it, okay?
Now we have an example here.
I am not lifting that thing up again. It's hard enough being on the treadmill.
You can go and play with it, right?
Okay. Now, I obviously can't say the supermarket I got it from.
But there's a middle aisle.
There is a middle aisle. And you'll find it nestled in between the canoes and the pizza ovens and the pop-up tents.
Now, take a look at Exhibit A here.
Exhibit A.
Now, you need to come back on mic here.
I'm sorry, but this is...
Oh, she can't. Look at her.
Wait, I'm stuck to the chair. Oh, God.
Okay, so while Dimfna is putting on said weighted vest, I'll tell you about the benefits.
It's like a big bra.
It goes around your back, not the front, so...
Indeed.
Oh, what kind of bras are you wearing? Okay, well, that's for the after.
Wait, no, I don't tie this over my front.
Yeah, you clip the strap. Yeah. Like a life vest. Although you do. What I will say is this is not to be used while swimming, okay? So this is not a life vest to
if
go
you
swimming
were,
in.
You'd be
it
a goner.
Fit over
you'd be
my
a goner.
Mouth. Okay. Oh God, they're awfully trapped in there.
So my model is now wearing the vest.
And have to cut my boobs now.
Let me tell you the benefits of the vest, okay? The benefits of the vest are threefold. No, there's more benefits than threefold. So it's meant to basically help with your calorie burning.
Okay.
Your endurance, your stamina. And very important for women over the age of 30, not that we'd know Dimfna.
No, God, no. Long way to go.
Women over the age of 30 will lose bone density, and even more so if you're going through menopause.
You're bringing all the joy this morning,
aren't
you?
No, I'm not a doctor. Shocking, I know.
I'm not a doctor, but let me through.
But as women get older and the hormones change, you'll lose estrogen and it will affect your bones. This is meant to be great for strengthening your bones, and especially if you are at risk of osteoporosis.
I feel like you're judging me here.
I'm not.
She's actually looking at my back
bit,
as she's talking about osteoporosis.
I'm just wondering, do I look like that in the vest? Amazing. Like, do I look as good as you do in the vest? Please don't fire me.
You've avoided the osteoporosis, but you've just ended up as a hunchback.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned the hunchback, because it forces you to correct your posture. Yes, when I was on it last night on my treadmill, I had no choice but to, don't you feel like you have to stand up straight?
I feel like I can't see my toes. And I don't know when this did happen.
And you're engaging your core, which is important. So I felt when I was wearing it on the treadmill last night, I had to correct my posture. I had to engage my core. So I didn't end up toppling over like a helpless turtle on its back.
I feel like I'm watching the shopping channel late night for some reason here.
And if you purchase this for just an extra $1, you could get a set of knives.
You can get a Blondie t-shirt.
Yeah.
Take off the t-shirt there, Grace.
Follow the number on the screen.
It's the weight of this thing.
I know.
Well, Grace, what can we say? It every week is
Grace, you
is different.
The shirt off your back.
Tune in next week to next week's episode of Things Grace has bought on the internet and wants to show off. Don't tell my husband.
Grace, we thank you as always.
Thanks, my pleasure. See you next week.
Laughter is the best medicine, and by golly, we're very fit.
Oh, Timothy, don't fall over.
Thank you so much.